Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle.
And this is your host, Peter. Guess what, Kyle?
What, Peter?
I'm playing with a string with my kitty. Oh, she just lost interest. Just like everyone else loses interest in Funk Radio.
I thought you were just playing with a string, like, on your own. Like, you have all this technology around you, and you find entertainment in a string.
I'm the person at Christmas who just wants the wrapping.
Who just plays with the box. He doesn't even play with the toy. I feel you. Speaking of Christmas, the holidays are right around the corner. I think it's actually Hanukkah right now. I don't know exactly when Hanukkah falls.
I'm going to look it up.
Yay. Christmas is in 10 days.
As of this recording, I need to get my ass in gear with editing.
It's all good.
So, today is the 16th. Hanukkah started on the 12th, and it goes till the 20th.
So, in honor of the holidays, we're going to do an episode that has nothing to do with the holidays. I mean, I think almost every year we've done something holiday-related, but there hasn't been anything really to grab our attention that's been holiday-related of late. For this episode, we're going to be talking about singers who went on to have famous children. Those children either became singers themselves or actors or famous people for the sake of being famous. I don't know.
So basically, like, second generation famous people, but not who came from singers, but not necessarily the singers themselves.
Yes. Because, you know, Christmas is the season of baby children. And baby Jesus.
One particular baby child.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus. All right, so who's the first person on your list, Kyle?
So, the first person that we came up with that was a famous person that had a famous kid is Cuba Gooding Sr., who had this kid. I never really heard of him before, but his name's Cuba Gooding Jr. Now, obviously, all of you know that Cuba Gooding Sr. was the lead singer of the band Main Ingredient, who replaced the original lead singer Donald McPherson, who died of leukemia in 1971. I mean, that's obviously common knowledge. So once Cuba Gooding Sr. took over for the band, they did very well in the musics, and they actually had 5 different top 10 hits, including their most notable Everybody Plays the Fool, which came out in 1972. So, this guy, I don't know, married some lady and then made a baby, and that baby grew up to be Cuba Gooding Jr., who's best known for his movie Snow Dogs in 2002.
That's cool. This is one you actually mentioned a couple to me briefly before we started recording. This is one I did know before, but I forgot.
Yeah, I think we may have touched on this on some episode at some point, but
I think it's a good one though.
Yeah, it's a good one to start off.
It's not one that like everybody just knows.
Exactly. A lot of these actually I didn't know until researching. It's kind of interesting. So Cuba Gooding Sr. made a baby. Cuba Gooding Jr. Cuba Gooding Jr. is a famous actor. I don't know if you remember any movies he was in. The only ones I can recall are Jerry Maguire. I think he was in Pearl Harbor. Was he in Pearl Harbor? I don't know.
You listeners can figure it out.
And my favorite movie, Snow Dogs, where he played a sled dog driver guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess we can play a clip of Everybody Plays the Fool.
So this is by Cuba Gooding Sr.
Yeah, dad. Cuba Gooding Jr. does not have any songs that I'm aware of. I'm lying, everybody.
That was a song.
Yep. Oh, wow. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 49 years old. Oh, he was in Men of Honor, not Pearl Harbor. Different movie. Also about military shit. The next father-son dynamic that I found was a jazz singer named Oludara had a kid by the name of Nasir bin Oludara Jones, better known as Nas. So, any fans of rap out there probably know who Nas is. What they probably don't know is who Oludara was.
I haven't heard of him, though.
I haven't either. Was an American cornetist, guitarist, and singer who in the 70s and 80s played alongside some famous jazz artists, including Hamiet Bluett and Cassandra Wilson.
Jazz people have weird names.
I know, right? I'm not familiar with a lot of jazz people out like after like the 50s, basically. I kind of thought jazz died by then. So he actually released his first solo album in 1998, which is ironically around the same time that his son became famous. The album was called In the World from Natchez to New York. And it's I listened to some of it. It's actually pretty good. Like, it's very jazzy, but it's really good. So one particular song off the album that I found that I thought we could play a clip of is his song Harlem Country Girl.
Okay, let's listen to a clip of that.
Always singing your song to yourself, but I always listen to you closely. Do, 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 do.
Again, this guy went on and birthed a kid named Nas, or Nasir, actually. And for those of you who don't know, he's a very famous rapper who released 8 consecutive platinum and multi-platinum albums. Jesus. And has sold over, I know, right? And has sold over 25 million records worldwide.
That's a lot.
So he's like probably one of the most prolific rappers in existence. I don't know if we played any Nas on the show before, but I picked the song The World Is Yours because that's probably his most famous song. And it's one of my favorites. This actually has a lot of like jazz elements to it as well. So you can definitely see his father's kind of influence on him in a lot of his songs.
That's an interesting aspect, yeah. Let's give that a listen, listeners. Because that's what you do as listeners.
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
Yeah, if you guys like rap, please check him out. If you haven't already heard of him, I mean, he's basically like on the level of like Tupac and Biggie and shit, just not from the LA East Coast, West Coast shit. Where is he from, actually? I feel sacrilegious asking that. New York. Okay. So yeah, he's part of the East Coast scene, I guess. Good for him. So next up, I think we've mentioned this on the show before as well. The famous producer, Quincy Jones, has a fairly famous daughter named Rashida Jones. Now, for those of you that don't know, Rashida Jones is mostly kind of a comedic actress. I think she's probably most famous from her role on Parks and Recreation, which is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah. She was in The Office, too, but only as like a minor character.
So, yeah. So, for those of you that don't know, Quincy Jones, her father, was a famous producer, actor, arranger, composer, musician, television producer, instrumentalist, whatever the fuck that means, magazine
means he
founder.
He plays instruments.
Yeah, right. And entertainment company executive. Basically, he just wore all the hats. He's probably most famous for being a producer.
He's largely a producer, right? I feel like producers kind of do wear a lot of
hats. Exactly. He's probably most famous for producing most of Michael Jackson's albums from Off the Wall to Bad. And he was also the producer and conductor of the 1985 charity song We Are the World.
I think it's hard to say, like, it's hard to put in a nutshell, like, what Quincy Jones has done. Because I feel like he's done so much even more than I know.
Yeah.
And I know he's done a shitload of stuff.
This is going to be a really bad comparison because I'm not comparing what they did personally in any way, but he's kind of the Harvey Weinstein of music.
Strictly speaking, from what they've accomplished professionally.
Yeah, from what they've accomplished professionally, and like Harvey Weinstein has been involved in so many massive, massive movies and projects. He was like a titan of Hollywood, so to speak. Quincy Jones is kind of the same thing for music.
Okay, I'll give you
now,
that, yeah.
Again, Quincy Jones didn't do all the horrible shit that Harvey Weinstein apparently did.
So I had no idea that she was Quincy Jones' daughter, by the way.
Yeah, fun fact.
I had absolutely no concept that they were related whatsoever.
I didn't either until fairly... I knew before this, but I forgot when I learned it. I was like, oh shit, really? Her mother is actually Peggy Lipton, who's a semi-famous actress. She was on the 70s show called The Mod Squad, and she was also on Twin Peaks.
That's cool.
So yeah, for those of you that don't know, Peggy Lipton's white, Quincy Jones is black, Rashida Jones is obviously a genetic mixture.
So that's what, I feel like there's always, wasn't there a joke, something about like her always being cast as like the racially ambiguous
exactly.
person?
Yeah.
I guess, okay. I never really kinda, knew.
They even kind of make fun of that in Parks and Rec, like the main character, Leslie Knope's always calling her like her smoky, like Egyptian enchantress, and she's like, I'm not Egyptian. Because she can like never figure out what she is.
Yeah.
That's a good show. I gotta go back and rewatch that show. So since Quincy Jones mostly produced music, I don't really have any music to play from him personally, but again, a lot of people probably know who he is.
I feel like he has done some of his own stuff, though. I can't say anything on top of my head that I can think of, but I know that I think he's done like jazz.
Oh, he did.
But I can't really think of one on the top of my head.
This is interesting. He did a mashup, not a mashup, but like a, I don't know, super group of him, Barry White, James Ingram, who I've never heard of, Al B. Sure, and it's called The Secret Garden.
Why don't we play that? That sounds relevant enough.
I've got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing ecstasy.
So yeah, the next duo up is Marvin Gaye and his daughter Nona Gaye. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know Marvin Gaye.
I
totally was like, oh wait, he
I don't know.
Children.
I guess I've never really thought about it. I guess I'm not really surprised, but
no, I'm not either. I just never really thought about it. Because I know he died when he was like 40 or something, so I kind of just assumed he never had kids, but I didn't even think about that.
No, he had plenty of, I mean, if he was 40 or so, I mean, that's plenty of time.
True. So yeah, I mean, we don't really have to talk about Marvin Gaye because we've talked about him ad nauseum on the show. So I want to focus a bit more on Nona Gaye. Nona Gaye is an American singer, former fashion model, and actress. She's the daughter of Marvin Gaye and granddaughter of jazz musician Slim Gillard, who I think that would be on the mom's side, because I'm pretty sure Marvin Gaye is not related to a guy named Slim Gillard.
you could have actually done this like on two different levels, because Marvin Gaye's father was, to be blunt, a failed musician himself.
Oh yeah, that's what.
Which is why he killed Marvin.
Yeah, because he was always kind of jealous of his. Well, isn't he also like a failed singer turned like super religious guy, and that's part of the reason that he shunned Marvin Gaye, was because Marvin Gaye basically talked about getting it on and sex and stuff.
He Reverend Martin Gaye Sr.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So now that you got a good point there. But it seems like his daughter actually had a not failed music career. It actually seems fairly successful, which makes me all the more surprised I haven't heard of her. Hmm. So she actually got her career started in the early 90s when she released her first album, Love for the Future, on Atlantic Records in 1992, only a month after her 18th birthday. Hmm. The album did really well in itself and actually had a top 20 hit in the song I'm Overjoyed, which I played the song and I'm like, I've heard this before, but I just kind of like never really thought about it. So let's play a little clip of I'm Overjoyed by Nona Gaye, and you listeners can tell us if you've heard this song before. So on top of being a famous singer, she also had some stints in acting. Most famously, she played the character Z in the Matrix movies. Hmm. Who, I know, at first I thought that was the character played by Jada Pinkett Smith, but it wasn't. So then I was like struggling to remember what her character was.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, she said she was in the Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions. So the second two.
Those are the ones I haven't seen.
You never saw the other two? You only saw the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So yeah, that was...
You said here that Nona Gay collaborated with and dated Prince.
Yeah, she actually had released a slew of songs with him where she was either a backup singer or co-sang duets or whatever. So yeah, she collaborated and dated him during the 90s. I think this was right before his I'm not Prince anymore, I'm someone else phase.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But yeah, no.
Maybe she drove him to it.
I mean,
maybe when Prince they broke up, he wanted to...
He wanted to dump his name.
Redefine himself.
Exactly. But no, Prince is a good-looking guy, and she's a good-looking woman. She was actually, I remember reading People magazine in like the 90s, rated her among the top 50 most beautiful people in the world. So, nothing to sneeze
pretty
at.
Pretty up there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're the daughter of Marvin Gaye, he is a beautiful man. So.
That's true. I was curious. I guess Marvin Gaye had three children.
Oh.
Nona, Frankie, and Marvin Gaye the Third.
Marvin Gaye the Third. So was he technically Marvin Gaye Jr.?
Yeah, because his father was Marvin as well.
Oh, huh. So it's just like Cuba Gooding Sr. and Jr.
Sure.
Except Cuba Gooding Sr. didn't kill his son.
Not yet.
That's terrible. I think he's dead.
Oh, that's true.
I'm gonna look that up actually. He died. Oh, he died this year, April 20th, 2017.
Oh.
That's sad.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, next up, in our father-son duo, I guess this time around, not father-daughter, is the rapper Master P, who is apparently the father of Little Romeo, which I had no idea. Now, for those of you that don't know Master P, his real name is Percy Robert Miller. He is a rapper, actor, businessman, author, record producer, and apparently he was also a former basketball player. I don't know if that was professional basketball or college, but...
That's cool.
He gained fame in the mid-90s with the success of his hip-hop group True, T-R-U, as well as his fifth solo rap album that he released called Ice Cream Man, which contained his single... Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Was that to the tune of Mr. Sandman?
Sadly, no.
But he is apparently known for the song Make 'em Say
So, I picked this song instead of Mr. Ice Cream Man because this song is just fucking hilarious. Yeah, so...
And it went double platinum.
Yeah, in 1997, after the success of Mr. Ice Cream Man, he released Make 'em Say which was one of his biggest singles to date, and went double platinum, which just exploded his popularity. Now, the reason I picked this song is because the beginning of the song is really, really funny. I almost wish we could just play that clip.
We can.
Okay.
We might want to play a different clip of the actual song itself, too.
Okay. So, Peter, you have to listen to this and then tell me what you think.
Who this is?
Nigga, this rapper
Forte.
Who is this?
This P.
P?
Yeah, this P.
P?
Yeah.
P, let me hear you say, This ain't no motherfucking P, man.
What the fuck? That's pretty good. Let's play a clip of a little bit later in the song when that's actually started. That's cool. So that was Master P.
That was Master P. And then Master P had a little P. And
lowercase p.
Lowercase p. And he went on to become Little Romeo. His real name is Percy Robert Miller Jr. I don't know why he didn't go as P Jr.
Little bit of P.
Yeah. Little Romeo gained fame in the early 2000s after signing with No Limit Records, his father's label at the time. Which helped debut his single, My Baby, which went on to be certified platinum. In 2001, Miller Jr. released his debut album, Little Romeo, which charted in the U.S. top U.S. Billboard 200 at number 6 and went on to be certified gold. However, in the later 2000s, his popularity declined. I don't know, maybe he grew up so he couldn't be Little Romeo anymore. So he ended up just signing to his dad's, I guess his dad started another label and kind of helping out with the music there.
So he's just, okay. He's, I was going to say, because when he first signed to his dad's label, No Limit Records, I feel like that kind of gives you an unfair advantage.
Oh yeah, of course. It's obvious nepotism. It's like his dad's helping promote him and stuff. I do remember the song My Baby. I remember that because they actually played it on the Disney Channel because it was like kid friendly. I think Little Romeo in this song is like 12. It's funny because it actually uses a sampling of the Jackson 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember in like the early 2000s? Because I remember it was him and it was Lil Bow Wow were like popular at the same time, and all of a sudden it was like this weird new generation of like kid rappers. It was freaky. You heard me, straight from New Orleans. I got an uncle named Silk and an uncle named C. I've been dribbling the ball since the age of 3. I got game like Kobe, dunking like Papa Feet. Once I'm in the zone, ain't no stopping me. Cause you just jump a baby, I'm a girly job. So yeah, that was Little Romeo. I'm still sad that Master P isn't Big Romeo.
They should at least be consistent one way or the other with their names.
Yeah, it should either be Master P and Little P, or Big Romeo and Little Romeo. So our last duo on the list is fairly famous, and I definitely knew that they were related, is Nat King Cole and his daughter Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Nat King Cole was a famous jazz pianist and vocalist and recorded over 100 songs that became hits on the pop charts. So he kind of doesn't need a lot of explanation. He has the song, L is for the way you look at me or whatever. Hold on. Why is he giving me Christmas shit?
I think he's got some Christmas stuff.
L-O-V-E love is one of his... He has a lot of Christmas shit, don't get me wrong. But I know L-O-V-E-V love is probably one of his most famous, if not the most famous song he did. He also did the Christmas song, Joy to the World, The Happiest Christmas Tree. So I guess in a way that this does then tie into Christmas because he has a lot of Christmas songs.
I think we should play one of his Christmas songs.
I think you're right. Which one do you want to play, Peter?
What are the choices again?
The ones that I'm seeing are the Christmas song, Joy to the World, The Happiest Christmas Tree, O Tannenbaum, and Deck the Hall. And Come All Ye Faithful.
Let's do The Happiest Christmas Tree, because I don't know if I know that one on the top of my head.
I don't either.
I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Oh, ho, ho, he, he, he. Someone came and they found me and took me home with them. Oh, I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Ho, 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 he, he, he.
This song is kind of amazing. It's from the perspective of a Christmas tree that's being taken home to be decorated.
Well, that's fun. So this is a father-daughter connection that, again, this is one that I knew of previously, but I completely forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a disco singer, right? Maybe like R&B. I know she did. I think she did a couple of disco songs.
It's kind of a blend of the two. She rose to success in the mid-70s as an R&B artist with songs like This Will Be, Our Love, and Inseparable, which came out, you know, mid to late 70s around the disco era. And I think the death of disco kind of hurt her career a lot. So after a period of failing sales and performances due to heavy drug addiction, she obviously got help and reemerged as a pop artist in the late 80s with her 87 album Everlasting. So she obviously got help in the 80s for drugs and shit. She also did a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Pink Cadillac, which is a fairly famous song. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan, to be honest. And then in the 1990s, she actually went and re-recorded some famous songs by her dad, resulting actually in her biggest success, her re-recording of the song Unforgettable, which I think is her biggest song ever, which is kind of funny because it was her dad's song.
This is all sounding kind of, because I don't really follow Natalie Cole closely at all, but I feel like a lot of this is sounding familiar for some reason.
Yeah, no, I guarantee.
And I feel like I probably kind of knew that she did that album of his stuff.
Yeah,
did he collaborate with her at all on that?
I think by that point he was dead.
Oh.
Let's see when he died. Oh, shit. Yeah, he died in 65. He died at 45. Wow. Jesus.
Wow.
That's really young.
He died in 1965?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long ass time ago. So that was even before she was
famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Famous, yeah.
That's really sad.
Okay.
Along with covering a lot of Nat King Cole's famous hits, she also covered a lot of his Christmas songs. As we earlier said, he has a lot of them. Her most famous, or I think her best cover, is her cover of the Christmas song.
Well, now I kind of feel like we should have played his version of this, but...
Well, whatever.
That's fine. It's too late. You listeners can compare them.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
That was some famous artists that had famous children. There's a couple others I found that I didn't really necessarily feel like mentioning. I guess they can be honorable mentions. Billy Cyrus and Miley Cyrus. Elvis Presley and Lisa Marie Presley. I was going to do Lionel Richie and Nicole Richie, but I still honestly can't explain why Nicole Richie is famous, so I didn't want to try.
All right.
Who else? Oh, and I know we've discussed this before, Berry Gordy and his son, Redfoo, of LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
Another famous one I thought about mentioning, but it makes me sad, is Will Smith and his kids, Jaden Smith and Willow Smith.
Oh, that actually would have been a good one.
I love Will Smith's rapping, but there's only one song that I actually tolerate by Willow Smith, and Jaden Smith is just no. Yeah. So yeah, these are some honorable mentions that I didn't feel like researching. If you listeners can think of any other singers that had famous children that we didn't mention, let us know on our Facebook page at facebook.com/getyourfunk. You can also listen to this episode and all of our episodes on our personal website, getyourfunk.com, which has fun search features, so you can find any episode you want just based on the stupid random shit we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you're feeling extra giving this holiday season, we also have a, I don't know what you call it, a tip jar. You can send us money so that we can buy presents for all the children of the world.
If you give us money, we're not going to do that, but
no.
You can still give us money regardless, but you won't. So, Merry Christmas, Funk Radio.
Merry Christmas, fuck you.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you did, if you didn't, then whatever.
This has been your host, Kyle.
And this has been your host, Peter.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye.